From JMIS, Andrew Kelleher is with us this Thursday morning. A very good morning to you.
Hi, Mike.
Talk to me about A2 Milk, because, of course, from a distance, I'm thinking to myself, the sales, the numbers are up, they're going gangbusters, and yet I look at the market price and suddenly it's going down. What's that about?
Yeah, not flash yesterday. So it was the only news of the NZX yesterday, actually. NZX was the precipitous fall in the share price of A2 Milk. Yeah, the thing is, Mike, A2 Milk has dominated the NZX performance figures for some time now. I mean, it's had this remarkable run higher. It's had this very large increase in market capitalization. But that big rise has now had a real reckoning. Now, the thing is, the A2 had a really disproportionate impact on the performance of the NZX. I mean, if you owned it, it was great. If you didn't, then there was a very good chance that your portfolio, in all probability, underperformed the market. I mean, it now has the position of the largest listed company on the NZX, although that position was under a little bit of threat yesterday. So what happened was the company yesterday announced its profit results, and it was underneath the market expectations. But the thing is that this stock had been pumped up so high that there was always the possibility that the bubble was going to burst. And what burst yesterday was that the numbers were just slightly under expectations. It was guiding revenue to, it's guided revenue for the year to around 900 to 920 million. But the market consensus was higher than that. It wasn't a lot higher, but it was higher. I mean, some estimates were as high as 981 million. The other issue that's being picked up, Mike, is that their marketing is costing a lot more than people thought. So particularly in China and the US, I mean, financial year 18, they're now looking at 82 to 87 million. Last year, 61 to 66 million. So it's costing them more money to market their gear. Look, these weren't large shortfalls, but there was so much expectation in this price that it did get hit. And it got hit really hard, Mike. I mean, at one stage, the share price was down 20%. I mean, that's huge. The biggest company on the NZX, down 20% on the open. Closed down 13.7%, dragged Synlait with it. So, of course, it dragged the index down as well. So 1.76% fall in the index yesterday. But if you look through it, actually, there were quite a few stocks that went up yesterday. So it makes it look like a terrible day, but it actually wasn't that bad. It's just that has a disproportionate impact on the outcome of the index.
Okay, talk to me about Fortnite. Actually, don't talk to me about Fortnite because I'm sick of Fortnite. I've lost several teenagers. Haven't seen them. They disappeared mid-January, and I've not seen them since.
Still
the Fortnite
not
is. Oh my god!
So, well, there's two things I want to. I know it's budget day, Mike. I know it's budget day. I know we should be overrun with analysis of that. But look, you're going to get lots of that tomorrow. So, what we're going to do this morning is we're going to do popular culture, Mike. We're going to do two things. We're going to talk about movies. Have you seen Black Panther yet?
Only a bit on the, you know, sort of like promos.
So that was Marvel. And then now we've got Avengers Infinity Wars, and these both have come out of Marvel. Avengers Infinity Wars is now heading to be one of the biggest grossing films of all time. I think it's currently fifth. Look at the numbers here, Mike. These two movies out of Marvel, almost $3 billion in box office receipts. It's absolutely enormous. Infinity Wars looks like it's going to get to $2 billion by itself. Go and have a look. It's pretty good. But Fortnite, who would have thought? Fortnite, for people that don't out there that don't know, Fortnite's a video game. It's the biggest game in the world at the moment. They reckon there's 45 million people watching this. It's free. And yet somehow, the guys that put this out are making hundreds of millions of dollars a month. And go figure, I had to spend half an hour yesterday figuring out, how does this happen? It's a free game, and they're making 160 million a month. They sell stuff during the game, in-game purchases. You buy cosmetic out items to dress up your character, but it's been a huge success. It's enormous, and it just goes to show that there's business in this popular culture and business in these games.
That is true. There's also money in pork. I can't remember the last time I ate pork, but if you're in the business of pork, there is big money.
Highest paid person in Asia. Forget tech. Forget e-commerce, Mike. Forget the internet. Forget funds management or investment advice. Forget radio hosts. You've got to run a pork company. $291 million a year for Wan Long. Go and Google this guy, chairman and CEO of WH Group. He gets more than the boss of Apple and Goldman Sachs. Remarkable stuff and remarkable company.
Yep. Fantastic. What are the numbers for this Thursday morning?
24,771, up 65 on the Dow Jones. 2724, up 12 on the S&P 500. The NASDAQ 7398, up 0.64%. FTSE 100, 7734, up small. Nikkei 22717, down 100. And Shanghai Composite 3169. The ASX 200, small move there yesterday, 6106. But the NZX 50 closing at 8555, down 153 points or 1.76%. Small recovery in the New Zealand dollar, Mike, you'd be pleased. 0.69 against the US, 0.9182 against the Aussie, 0.5844 euro, pounds, 0.5111, yen 76.04, gold trading at $1,293, and Brent crude edging towards $79, $78.74.
Have a good budget day, mate. We'll reflect on that tomorrow. Andrew Callaghan, JMIS, he and the team available to you at jmis.co.nz.